Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As the House moves toward an historic impeachment vote later this week, a new NPR poll shows public support for removing the president from office remains largely unchanged. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro joins us now in front of a very busy week coming up in Washington. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, Jeremy.
So the NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll found that Americans appear fixed in their beliefs. 48% opposes impeachment, 47% supports it. What's your takeaway?
Well, it's like our pollster said, it's like the impeachment hearings didn't even happen. You know, you've had weeks of public hearings on this, and what looks like has happened is that people's views have become reinforced rather than people having their minds open to being persuaded. And what's interesting about that is when we asked in the poll before this poll last month whether you could imagine anything that could change your mind at all, two-thirds of voters already said there was no chance that they could imagine even anything that would. And turns out that's exactly what's happened.
Okay, as we look forward to this historic vote this week in the House of Representatives on impeachment, Democrats are already losing support from at least one member. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew opposes impeachment and said he's leaving the party to become a Republican. How is this going over inside the party?
Well, it's certainly bad PR for the Democratic Party. It's certainly something that President Trump is going to use on the campaign trail, you would expect. You would also expect that there might be a couple other Democrats who wind up voting against impeachment. I think that, you know, an important recentering thing for people to realize is that Democrats won a net of 40 House seats in 2018 in what were already center-right districts. Hmm. So the Republicans who are left are already pretty much more conservative than what you had in 2018. So I think the real question is going to be some of those moderate Democrats who are saying, yes, they are going to vote for impeachment. Are they endangered in 2020 or not? They're feeling like they're not.
But there were also a handful of Republicans who won just in squeakers in the last election. Do you expect any Republicans to break with the president?
No, not at all. In fact, in our poll, we found that 91% of Republicans approve of the job that President Trump is doing. He has a 42% job approval rating, which is basically exactly where it's been for the entirety of his presidency. Yes, it's much lower or generally lower than what other presidents have had, but that consistency, if impeachment isn't going to change it, I doubt anything else really will. And these Republicans have decided that they're going to stay right in line, and you don't expect any Republicans to move. But we have had Republicans who have, you know, changed their minds. Justin Amash, for example, you know, was a Republican. Now he's switched to independent. So it's kind of like also who are the Republicans who are left?
Let's talk about the Senate trial, which would follow the House vote on impeachment maybe in January. The Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants four more people to testify as part of that trial, including acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Here's Schumer speaking today on Morning Edition.
These four witnesses have direct knowledge of why the aid to Ukraine was delayed. There is no reason not to have them. I haven't heard of a single good reason not to have them, other than people are afraid of what they might say.
What do you think that the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell might say to that suggestion that these four come forward?
Well, McConnell is already saying that he's working in, quote, total coordination with the White House, he said on Fox News over the weekend, which is an odd position to take. Yet usually we know kind of which way someone is going to vote. Like, we don't expect Bernie Sanders, for example, the senator from Vermont, who is an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, to vote for, you know, on President Trump's side. But he even was maintaining that facade over the weekend, saying, you know, I'll listen to all the evidence because all of the senators are jurors in this. So you would expect that that's the tack that most senators would take. That's not the tactic that Mitch McConnell is taking. He's saying he hopes that not a single Republican votes for impeachment. You have Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina also saying that that, he's going to say, go out there and say he's not unbiased. He's not going to vote in favor of this. And in fact, doesn't want any witnesses called because he doesn't want to add anything on top of what's already been presented in the House.
Quickly, Domenico, this NPR poll that we talked about also had some stuff about the 2020 race. It shows Joe Biden in the lead nationally, Bernie Sanders number two. What else does it tell you about the state of the race?
Well, you have Elizabeth Warren in third at 17%, of South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg fourth with 13%. There's a pretty clear top tier. Andrew Yang is back further with 5%. And the coalitions are really what's interesting. Biden leads with older, moderate voters, women without a college degree, and voters in the South. Sanders with young voters, progressives, and narrowly with voters of color. Mm-hmm. And Buttigieg with college-educated whites and Warren fighting two fronts there.
And a debate coming up on Thursday. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
Thank you.